Fiona Kelly joins us now with what it says in Wednesday's papers.
There are no prizes for guessing which Irish woman is pictured on the front of all of today's papers. While the Irish Times, Irish Sun and Irish Independent run with shots of Kelly Harrington in the ring immediately after last night's win, punching the air and looking every inch the victor with her arms held high above her head. The rest of the papers have chosen images of her with her eyes shut tight with emotion, her hand on her heart and her Olympic gold medal hanging proudly around her neck. The headline writers in today's papers have certainly embraced the moment. Kell binding is the headline in the Irish Sun. It's showing heart, giving hope, making history in the Irish Daily Mail. And in even more grandiose style, the Irish Daily Star opts for liberté, égalité, fraternité, immortality as its lead headline this morning. Elsewhere on the front pages, rioting in Belfast continues to dominate the front of today's Northern papers. The Irish News details how a family home in the city, which had been occupied by a migrant family up until recent days, had a front window smashed on Monday evening as police dealt with youths throwing petrol bombs and other missiles on Sandy Row, a short distance away. It's also reported that a man in his 30s was left in a serious condition after being assaulted by a group on a nearby street. In common with the Irish News, the Belfast Telegraph reports that many migrants are considering fleeing the city as a result of the violence. A spokesperson for the Royal College of Nursing says that she knows of 10 overseas nurses who are planning to leave. The picture in the front of the Telegraph, meanwhile, is of a desolate-looking Abdelkader al-Alush, who is originally from Syria, sitting outside his supermarket, which was targeted by rioters on Saturday night and again on Monday. The Irish Sun leads with the line that Gardaí are probing a vile threat which was issued to Taoiseach Simon Harris and his wife and children on Instagram. The Irish Examiner builds its lead story around new figures revealing the number of deaths which take place in emergency departments. 5,000 people either died in or were dead on arrival at a hospital ED in the past 5 years. For its lead story, the Times reports that more than 450 survivors of mother and baby homes have so far received more than €7 million under the new redress scheme, which opened in March. More than 4,300 survivors have applied to the scheme. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien wants to increase tax credits for renters to at least €1,000 a year as part of a major budget push to woo young voters. That's on the front of The Independent. And finally, Dominic Walsh's picture in the back of The Examiner reminds us that the Rosa Tralee Festival is due to get underway in just over a week's time. Dominic's picture, however, isn't your regular photo call image featuring a selection of smiling contestants, but of gardener Andrew Griffin wearing a sun hat and heavy-duty gloves, hard at work as he prunes some of the 6,000-plus red rose bushes at the town park in Tralee.
The Rosa Tralee signalling that the end of the summer is close. Fiona Kelly.